solita. La pachanga.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Is Jeremy Dutcher from his second album, and he's the only artist to have won the Polaris Prize twice so far. That is, let's see if he can do it a third time. Wouldn't that be amazing? I wouldn't put it past him. He's so darn talented. Listen to that voice, eh? And another talented artist here on the show that we're going to play is our featured artist of the week. Ran into her and her friends at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, which is what this show is all about this week. And we're going to play a song called Intertribal Happy Feet, featuring the Chippewa Travelers by the incredible Chris Dirksen, right here on the Jukebox.
Thank you.
Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I, oh, naive enough.
And I keep your photograph to this day, wishing and hoping that you're okay. And I'm missing you now. Walls the same, love remains, all this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day, wish you were home beside me.
We've left your bedroom in its place, posters and memories unerased. And
I hold back my tears. Seems just like yesterday, although it's been years. And I'm missing you now.
I never met a little. Walls the same, love remains, all this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day, wish you were home beside me. Just in case, open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I, oh, naive enough. I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I.
Two of my favorite artists, well, actually it's one artist and two people, but two of my favorite people, that is Twin Flames and Porchlight. I think the last time I ran into them was in Newfoundland, but I spoke to them not too long ago, and I hope that they're doing well and get to see them soon. My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox Show. We've got music from Bell and Quinn coming up, a song called Homage, and this is from an artist and group that are Haitian original sisters. And they are based in Canada. They blend Haitian rhythms and world music and jazz, soul, funk. It's pretty heavy stuff. I hope you enjoy it. Also on the show, John Bouti with Tremble Song. And this is something that came out in 2010. It was also on the TV show Tremble. That's the main version and the main song. It's like listening to MASH, but different. It's way different, actually. Tremble was a show that was featured on HBO. Alvin Youngblood Hart is on the show. Some blues, Big Mama's Door from 1996. And right now, For What It's Worth, from The Sojourners. And they were on the stage, the gospel stage. Three beautiful men and their voices singing along with a band that was a crackerjack band playing some amazing music. This is a cover of For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. Here it is on the jukebox.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. See him stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Came.
don't allow me in. What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? Man, what about it? Get in that kitchen, man, and roll 'em till she come home. Gonna see my pony run. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road.
Going back to the woods.
Till I come up in Big Mama Dome.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Sentir, moi pas tout.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
On the next alternative radio, hear Chalmers Johnson on Blowback, the consequences of U.S. foreign policy. That's alternative radio, Wednesday afternoons at 4. Right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. At doctor's offices, hospitals, and schools, nurses advise patients about their health risks and ways to protect themselves. Nurse practitioner Gina Friel says those conversations should include talking about the health risks caused by climate change, like extreme heat waves, longer allergy seasons, and wildfire smoke.
Nurses are an essential force for protecting those at risk from climate-related health impacts.
But research shows that less than a quarter of nurses feel confident talking to their patients about the changing climate. Friel works with the Global Consortium on Climate and Health Education at Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health. Her group offers online resources and a free virtual course called Nursing on the Front Lines of the Climate Crisis, Education for Action. It covers topics ranging from the growing threat of vector-borne disease to the mental health impacts of disasters. When it launched last fall, more than 3,000 nurses from six continents signed up.
And almost 70% of the registrants for the course never had any climate and health training.
So the initiative is preparing nurses to help keep their patients safe as the climate warms. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're tuned into